So it's Saturday night, 29th of October, and we're here live from Corrifin for our annual Farming for Nature Ambassador Awards. It's quite exciting. We've got a good few people turning up now. We are going to introduce 15 new ambassadors tonight, which is really exciting. And then we've held a public vote over the last 6 weeks of a cross-section of these. So we've taken five farmers, we've held a public vote, and tonight we will announce the winner of this public vote. So we look forward to both announcing and launching 15 of our ambassadors in 2022, but also announcing our overall winner from our public vote, from who the public have decided who they think is the best ambassador. Last year's winner, Norman Dunn, is going to announce this year's winner, which is a total surprise for all of us. And I am going to speak to that winner after the event tonight.
But thank you all for joining us tonight. Thank you for making this such a lovely event, and please continue to be involved in Farming for Nature as much as possible. Thank you.
We've just had the awards, and the winner is Sean Condon. Sean, you are a dairy farmer down in County Limerick. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Bridget.
And how does that make you feel winning tonight?
Shocked, most of all. I didn't expect it at all, to be honest. But look, I'm delighted.
So on your dairy farm, you are doing a number of things for nature. You might just take us through your starting point very quickly, like why you changed, because you were doing a more intensive dairy system and then you decided to change.
Yeah, so I was, up to 17 years ago, I changed to organic. I was conventional dairy, but I was never very intensive. Would always have been interested in nature. Organic was kind of, I suppose, a fit for me, and it was just a matter of making the leap. And I made the leap 17 years ago. Was very happy with it, never wanted to change in any way. Could see, you know, benefits from a wildlife point of view and all that. And then I felt that I was probably too heavily stocked, even though I was at an organic stocking rate. I was at the higher end of that stocking rate. I started selling milk directly from the farm to customers, raw organic milk. We were milking once a day from the very start. As the sales went up and I was working that, I could see the opportunity to reduce my stock more. So I came back down to 50 cows from around 70. I could see a huge change from a nature point of view, because I just gave nature a bit of space on the farm. It's not all the different things I did. It was more just letting nature do its own thing.
And so what in particular did you see coming back, or what are the kind of the big highlights for you that you noticed on your farm in terms of nature?
Well, I always would have seen the decline in nature for years. And then, you know, I used to think back to when I was a kid and the way it was, you know, and I kind of wanted to see what could be done to get back there. So when I dropped my stocking rate, maybe didn't golf ball graze anymore, and just, you know, let the grasses and the flowers maybe go to seed more and develop more, which helped the insects, which in turn helped the young birds. Definitely, because I left the weeds alone, I didn't top them. You know, and that's hard for a farmer to do, because we're kind of conditioned to do it nearly, you know. But I was determined not to do it, and I could see straight away, even this year alone, I can see the benefits.
Okay, so for me, there's a big elephant in the room here, is that a lot of dairy farmers in Ireland are going down a certain route, and you seem to be on the other side of the motorway, coming the other way.
Yeah.
And while it sounds like nature's really responded, that's really nice, has your bank account responded? Has your lifestyle responded? Has your, you know, how else have other things responded to this change in your stocking rates and how you farm and being an organic dairy farmer?
The figures have to add up. Basically, there's bills to be paid and a family to be reared. So the figures have to add up. I'd be very happy with my profit from my farm now. Delighted with it. And I'm just kind of happy now that selling the milk directly, giving the space to nature, making a profit, it's kind of where I want it to be. There are intensive dairy farmers making a lot of money, there's no doubt about that, and I wouldn't be, it's not my intention to criticise them. You know, I chose to go this direction. They do what they do because that's what they were encouraged to do by the EU cheap food policy. Production, production, production. Take whatever price is going. It happens to be great at the moment. Hope it lasts, but probably won't based on historical figures. But, you know, they're responding. I got the opportunity to go a different way. It suited me to do that. I could still make my figures add up. If I was farming the way I am and I was selling all my milk into the world market, I'd struggle, but I'm getting a better price, so the figures are adding up for me.
And what do your neighbours think when they look over the hedge?
They don't tell me. But I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, they wouldn't be impressed, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But you get to a stage in your life where you don't care, you know, and that's where I am now. I want to do it my way. I can make it add up, and I can also, you know, I can see the wildlife flourish around me, and I've wanted to do that for years. My late father loved that nature, you know, and I suppose he instilled it in me from a very young age. So from that point of view, you know, I'm delighted with this. And in ways, I wish he was here to actually, you know, see this.
Is there one thing that you've noticed on your farm that you go, wow, that was incredible?
Yeah, there was just a few things just in the past, maybe 2 or 3 months alone, in that when I left those weeds grow, I've never seen so many butterflies and moths and insects. We were in the dairy there about 3 weeks ago, and we were actually filling some milk. You know, I came out and I looked around, and there was 2 buzzards in the sky. I could hear them, and they were way up. The day before that, there was a kestrel hovering. You see all these things, you know, and it kind of comes together, and you just kind of think, yeah, we must be doing something right for nature, you know.
So you have, you know, you only milk once a day. You have organic milk. You're selling direct to the customer. This is quite a long journey that you've been on, and you've made a lot of changes. But if you were to give some final top tips to other dairy farmers on smaller, larger changes they could take on their land that might produce results both for nature but also for your pocket, what would they be?
It's very hard to advise farmers who are intensive. You know, like, they're, you know, I think they would be slow maybe to take my advice, first of all. But I think eventually we're going to, and I'm not criticising them. I'd emphasise that, you know, I wouldn't criticise them in any way at all, because they've been led down that road. But if there is, you know, I think there is a bit of a change in consumer thinking. Not a bit. It's big enough. The push with climate change and biodiversity crisis, you know, I think it may be an advantage to farmers now to grasp the nettle and actually change and start making big changes, because, you know, we're going to be forced down that road anyway. And, you know, it's grand to follow big numbers, and I just wonder at times, and I know people are making money now, and that's great, but, you know, at the end of the day, the big numbers in dairying failed in New Zealand. You know, they ended up with a dirty dairy campaign there from consumers and environmentalists that really affected them. You know, it didn't work in any country all over the world. America, they have massive dairy herds. You know, they have 1,000 cows today, and the milk price falls, and they slaughter lots of them. And, you know, those systems haven't worked. And, like, they haven't worked for the farmers themselves from a lifestyle point of view, from a financial point of view. You know, they have made money years, but they've lost money lots of years as well. So why are we following those patterns? You know, why are we following systems that have failed in other parts of the world?
Sean Condon, thanks very much. It seems that you've got a lovely farm. You've got your cattle are healthy. Your community are getting this lovely raw milk, and you seem very content. And so thanks for joining us tonight, and congratulations on winning this year's public vote of the National Farming for Nature Ambassador Awards.
Thank you very much, Bridget. Thank you.